God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you sent upon the disciples the promised gift of the Holy Spirit, look upon your church and open our hearts to the power of the Spirit. Kindle in us the fire of your love and strengthen our lives for service in your kingdom. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading. Before we start the readings, I'd like to ask the children to come forward, please. So all the kids come up, anyone who's under 30. Come on up, have a chair. Under 30. Come on, I need some help. Did you notice anything different when you came into church? Turn and look at me. Did you notice anything different when you came into church today? What would you say the church's favorite color today is? What's the favorite color in the church? Red. Look at that crowd of folks. What's their favorite color? Red. You know, when you would see, if you saw a big red truck driving down the road with sirens going, what would you think? What kind of truck is that?
Yellow.
No, it's red. It's a red truck. What's a red truck? A fire truck. Okay. Today, everybody's got red on. Well, somebody's got red on. And I've got my red stole on. And we've got red cameras in the church. And we have a candle burning that's got red on it. And there's a picture called an icon. I put it over there so that everybody could look at it closely when they leave the church. We have red today because this is the Feast of the Holy Spirit. And the color of fire and getting all fired up with the Holy Spirit is red. Now, I need you to help me get the congregation a little more fired up to listen to these readings and to be at prayer today about the Holy Spirit. And some people don't have any red on them, like you don't have any red, so now you do. You are part of the Holy Spirit because you have red on you now. Did you get some red on you? Come here. Okay, now there's people out in the congregation that have red, and some people don't have any red. I want you to take those stickers out and stick them on the folks. And even if they do have red, they might need a sticker too. So go on out, give people some stickers. Here, let me put one on you. You need some red on you as well. Okay, here's some other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. And while they're handing out the stickers, we're going to listen to this reading.
First reading, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at the sound of this, as if the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language for each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They're filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood. Before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Psalm 104, 25 to 35 and 37. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There, move the ships, and there is that Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You send forth your spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, my soul.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Second reading, a reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, the 8th chapter. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope is seen as not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, He will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In the ancient culture in the first century, the Jewish people celebrated an early spring festival called Passover, or the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And then, 50 days later, they gathered for the second great feast of the year. It was a harvest festival called the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. 50 days for that spring wheat and the grains to have ripened and now be presented to the Lord. All the farmers in this agricultural community acknowledged their radical dependence upon God's care in providing good weather, in sending rain and sun. In the Acts of the Apostles, Luke pictures the raining down of God's Spirit within the context of this great Jewish harvest festival. The people are all gathered to send up their prayers in thanks for what has grown. But in this upside-down world since the death and resurrection of Jesus, God sends down the Spirit of growth so that there is even more produce. And we're not talking fruits and vegetables here. This is a produce of a new kind. The Holy Spirit will bring forth a completion of creation that is the definitive love of God, the definitive expression of all that God has created. The people are gathered to praise and to thank God. But from this story in the Acts of the Apostles, the people were gathered, but then they were sent out to bless and to bring about the final harvest of God's peace and justice. The folks gathered all spoke different languages, which was a consequence of the Tower of Babel. They will continue to speak in their different various languages, but the message is to go out to all the world, because God's deeds of power are beyond any language. Last summer, I was awarded a grant that invited me to participate in the International Ecumenical Institute that's held in Strasbourg, France, every summer. Don and I traveled to this little town that's on the border between France and Germany, and we spent a week there in dialogue around the topic of the priesthood of all believers, the common priesthood. And since I am almost completely monolingual, I was a little concerned about how I would communicate with people from all over the world, representing more than 30 different church bodies. What a joy to discover when I walked into the meeting room, each desk had a set of headphones, and there were translators. All you had to do is turn the dial to whatever language you wanted, and there were translators translating from German and French and Finnish and Russian and Greek into English. That helped. But the real joy was discovering that there were so many exchanges, communication that was beyond language. I found this especially true in the morning and evening prayers when the community would gather in the church next door to pray. And the reading would be in one language and the singing in another and the prayers in another language. But every time we gathered, God was praised and we prayed together beyond language. I was also happy to have the communication that was beyond language in the simple gesture of, here's a place to sit, come here. Or being taken, literally, taken by the hand down to a little place that where the bridge crosses the river to be shown a rhododendron that was in magnificent bloom. Communication that is beyond language. I'm certain that you've had experiences in your own life where communication has been beyond language. Let me give you a couple examples that you might be able to relate to. Last Sunday, Jennifer brought her baby here to church, and I heard oohs and coos that weren't in any language, and that from the people looking at the baby. Jacob didn't make a sound at all. The excitement of sharing in the joy of that birth was beyond language. Another example, the sign of peace that we exchanged during our service, smiles and handshakes and hugs, no language is needed as an expression. A third example. The power and joy of music that is beyond any language. Today's feast tells us of God's deeds of power that are beyond language. Pentecost is a celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that God has filled, is filling, will fill us and all creation. Our prayers this day are not only that we would hear the good news that is for each of us, but that we would be open to God's deeds of power, to those mighty deeds of power that are in the lives of each of us, that we would be fired up, on fire, with the Holy Spirit. I received this birthday card over 10 years ago, and I was over 30 then. And this is what it says, a new Reformation, a new Pentecost. This is what I long for, not the coming of the Spirit, but the rising of the Spirit within. Not tongues on my head, but fire in my heart. The rising of the Spirit within, fire in my heart. We pray that God's deeds of power would be at work in us as individuals and at work in us as the church. We use an expression when we think someone thinks too highly of themselves. We say they have an inflated ego. We might also say that that person is full of hot air. That's a literal translation from the Latin word for wind. But what the apostles heard in that house they were sitting in on that Pentecost day sounded like a strong wind. But the Spirit was not inflating, not just blowing hot air, but the Spirit was recreating, was renewing. And what did we pray in the psalm? You send forth your Spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. You send forth your Spirit, and they are created. We are the they that the psalmist is speaking of. God sends forth his Spirit, and we are created, and we renew the face of the earth. The Jewish feast of Pentecost, the Jewish feast of Pentecost, is a celebration of harvest. of the fruitfulness of the land that has been blessed by God's sun and rain and that breath of God. In the Christian community, we celebrate Pentecost, and we celebrate how the Spirit, the wind of God, has filled human hearts to know and to tell of the mighty deeds of God. The Spirit came upon Mary, whose humanness gave him flesh, and that same Spirit comes upon us so that Jesus might take new flesh. We can think highly of ourselves, but not full of hot air. We can think highly of ourselves because we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is at work in us to reveal the mighty deeds of God, God's mighty acts of power. A friend of mine, who knows that I'm interested in churches and in buildings, sent me to an internet site. And this is the lead-in that popped up as I got that screen. The world's one and only inflatable church is here to allow couples to get married in a church, but wherever their hearts desire. This fantastic air-filled building is 47 feet long by 25 feet wide and 47 feet high. The attention to detail is heavenly, complete with plastic stained glass windows, airbrush artwork, which replicates a traditional church. Inside is an inflatable organ, altar, pulpit, pews, candles, and a gold cross. Even the doors are flanked with air-filled angels. It looks like a real deal. If you want to rent or buy a church that can go anywhere, put it in your trunk, church to go. Go to this website, www.inflatablechurch.com. I'm not kidding. This is a real website. You can really get this church. But this is not exactly the kind of Spirit-filled, air-filled, wind-filled church that we're celebrating here on Pentecost. This is not the kind of church that we're being called to. The early apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, high on Jesus Christ, you might say, full of God's powerful deeds, they were taken from their safe, secure upper room and moved out into the crowds of people on the city streets. The apostles were transformed from deflated, uninspired, dejected folks into people who were filled with faith, fired up with the Holy Spirit, energized by the powerful deeds of God. And so are we. We are not balloons or blimps filled with helium or hot air. We are the baptized children of God, anointed with the Holy Spirit to reveal God's powerful deeds that are beyond language, beyond our own fragile attempts to understand or to explain what that power is in our lives. And like that, those first century Pentecost folks, we too are gathered together in one place. In this assembly, we too are a diverse group, men and women, young and old, coming from diverse backgrounds, and we too will not remain assembled. After being fed by the proclamation of God's word and nourished by the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we will be sent out, scattered into the world. Well, at least as far as La Jolla and Pacific Beach, and scattered to the winds as far as University City. We will not remain assembled, but we will go out to the world. This is indeed a Pentecostal event. And just as creation, when the Spirit hovered over the chaos of the world and creation was formed, so the Spirit hovers over the chaos that is our life and fills us with the Spirit that is Jesus Christ himself. The Spirit is at work right here, right now, today, in our lives. The Spirit is at work renewing the face of the earth, propelling us out into the world to reveal those powerful acts of God. Let that red that you are wearing remind you that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the wind of God, that God's fire is a flame in you. You are one of God's powerful deeds. Washed in the waters of baptism, fed with Jesus Christ himself, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then sent into the world. Don't dismiss too lightly the deacon's charge at the end of our services. Those words of sending forth are important words, words for a Pentecost people. We go to proclaim in every language and in no language at all the powerful deeds of God. St. Francis of Assisi put it this way, wherever you go, proclaim the gospel. Use words if necessary. Amen.